This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. This morning I am thinking about the need to rise above fear and hatred. Specifically, today's message is to honor the lives lost in Orlando, Florida this past weekend, which is now being noted as the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. And just as I was thinking about my thoughts this morning and sharing my heart with you, I really did have to count back the last time I had to leave a similar message like this, and that was around the Paris attacks, which was about 7 months ago. And it really is beginning to seem like these acts of violence are just happening more often than not. And for me personally, when this happens, I can feel the gamut of emotions. Initially, it's shock and disbelief and anger. Of course, I also feel compassion and grief for the grieving, but then I'm back to anger, maybe even a little rage because I want these persecutors to just get their just due. And then I just have to release that. And this morning, I found myself invoking the spirit of the actions of the family members of Emmanuel Nine. And as you may recall, these were the nine slain at the church last year. And these family members did not succumb to fear and hatred, but they rose above it. They not only talked about love, but they chose love when it was most difficult. This is exactly how Christ expects us to respond. And the words that inspire me are, "Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." 1 John 3:18. Tomorrow, let's continue our talk about the importance of being steadfast. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And today, let's choose love even when it's most difficult.